About 10 protesters with Occupy Tampa lined the sidewalk on North Ashley Drive outside Curtis Hickson Park this morning. Several of them were playing music. One protester named Felix said police came almost 10 times within the last 24 hours.
They came about 9 or 10 times that day. So it was just, you know, every time we would get everything settled back down, they would come back and tell us that we did it wrong and they wanted more stuff moved. The raids were starting, of course, at around 3 o'clock in the morning. And they let off for about 2 hours, and they came and did their usual 6 o'clock wake up, and they came back concurrently at 7 and 8 and 9, and then let off for a little while, and then came back at around 12, and then harassed us from 12 to like 2 o'clock, and then left us alone for the rest of the evening.
Officers have said they are only enforcing city law, but protester Derek English said their interpretation of the law has been inconsistent.
They change the rules every time they come out on what we can and can't have. We're trying to comply to the best that we can, but the more they change the rules, the harder it makes it for us. And I think that's really their plan. They constantly try to take our stuff, our personal belonging, our bedding, our water, our food they've taken. They've taken chairs, tables, really anything they get their hands on.
Felix said officers showed up this morning, but they did not take any of the group's belongings.
Well, today they did their usual 6 o'clock wake-up call. They told us they were going to come back at 8 to make sure we had complied with their rules, today's rules at least, but they haven't been back, so we're hoping that they don't come back.
Legal observer Karel Sokre is still recovering from a neck injury he received when he was arrested last week, and he said he is still waiting on the medical bills.
I'm waiting for they to mail me that, and after that I have to figure out who's going to pay. But I hope it's not going to be me.
Okay.
I didn't injure myself.
Several of the protesters have tried contacting the mayor's office in hopes of convincing him to provide a park for the occupation protest. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn was at Gaslight Park today, where local food vendors were selling lunch to passersby. The mayor said he wanted to show everyone that downtown is the place to be, but Occupy Tampa has been looking for a place where they can be downtown without being arrested or harassed by law enforcement. Becky Rubright was also at the park today, but she was holding a sign that challenged the mayor to give them a park to occupy.
My sign is pretty straightforward. Dear Mayor Buckhorn, I voted for you. I'm a Tampa business owner. Please support the people. Give Occupy Tampa Park or allow us a space downtown.
While TV news crews filmed the mayor, protesters held signs behind him. A Channel 13 camera operator even asked the mayor to move away from protesters in order to portray a more positive image for the story. When protesters tried to talk to the mayor on camera, he gave no response. After the TV cameras left, Buckhorn said that parks belong to everybody.
They don't belong to a cause. They don't belong to a group. They belong to everybody. And we can't, and I won't, allow anybody to occupy a park at the expense of everyone else.
Despite some video evidence that shows a police officer shoving a protester without provocation, Buckhorn said the recent arrests are legally justified.
Well, I think they've been legitimate arrests. I mean, I think folks were asked to abide by the rules. They chose not to. Some of whom wanted to make a point. We obliged them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think for the vast majority of the people that are out there expressing their First Amendment rights, they've done so peacefully. They've done so respectfully. They've done so within the confines of what the codes allow. We've been flexible. But those who want to make an example, those who want to push the boundaries, there are consequences, and we will enforce the law.
Even if the protesters were given a park, Buckhorn ruled out overnight camping for anyone.
I wouldn't allow any other group to take over a park in perpetuity. They can go to the park, but they cannot sleep in the park. They cannot set up tents in the park. No one is permitted to do that. And so that's how we keep the consistency of the codes.
Buckhorn said he supports the group's First Amendment rights, but only within city law. He said that if protesters occupied a private park with permission, he would support that.
If the property owner agrees to it, you know, that's between them and the Occupy folks. If it's private property, I can't, you know, that's not a decision that I'm involved in.
City Council member Frank Reddick said that council will discuss whether to give protesters a park during agenda items at tomorrow's meeting.
They have a constitutional right to do what they're doing, but we also have to protect the laws of the city. And I think there have been incidents where I think there's been a misunderstanding, but from my understanding and perspective, that the reports that I received, law enforcement and the mayor is trying to work with everyone to make sure this does not get out of hand, and hopefully we can get a better understanding tomorrow during council meeting and hear their voice. They will get a chance to be there and speak, and maybe we can come to some type of resolution where we make everyone happy.
Gaslight Park was the original setting for the Occupy Tampa movement. Protesters say another reason they went there today is because police have seized their food and water during recent raids at Curtis Hickson Park.
And I think they should have the right to have water on the sidewalk. And if they've been denied that opportunity, I will object to it and object strongly against it with the administration.
Occupy Tampa plans to march to the Tampa City Council meeting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Florida's chapter of MoveOn.org sent out a petition calling for people to have the right to occupy any public space, including Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park in Tampa, without police interference. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton with Kelly Benjamin.